Yeah, KIMS, as in Kim's. I don't remember what it stands for. It's a title of a Rudyard Kipling novel or something like that. It's about observing. You go out on the field and the trainer gives you 60 seconds to spot 10 things and describe them. You grab your binoculars and go. He pointed at the Coke can. I see what appears to be one crumpled soda can. Looks new, red and white. Probably Coke. He tipped it on its side. Probably empty. Or I see something that appears to be a length of wire, approximately 18 inches long, with green coating. It appears cut at one end, and I can see the copper core, which is dirty. That sort of thing.
She regarded him with a bemused expression. So you're professionally trained to notice everything. Does that drive you batty in real life, to notice all the nitty-gritty details every place you go?
He grimaced and shrugged again. Susan would probably say I don't notice a thing. Last time she got her hair cut, it took me 2 days to figure it out.
And Susan is?
My girlfriend.
He caught himself.
My ex-girlfriend.
You mentioned her on Friday. I thought you said things were going well.
I lied.
You lied?
Yeah.
And that would be because?
Because I just met you. Because I was feeling uncomfortable. Because, hell, take your pick, I'm a guy. Sometimes we lie.
The good doctor didn't seem amused by that statement. So what happened with Susan?
I don't know.
She just walked away?
Not really.
He sighed, took a deep breath.
I did.
You just walked away. Let me get this straight. You haven't talked to your girlfriend about the shooting at all?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Bullshit. She said it. He blinked. You're an intelligent man, Bobby Dodge. More intelligent than you like to let on. When you do things, it's for a reason. So why didn't you talk things over with Susan? Did you simply not care?
I don't know.
He caught himself. She was right. He did know.
I thought she'd be horrified. In Susan's world, cops are the good guys, keeping things safe. In Susan's world, cops don't blow some guy's brains out right in front of his kid.
You didn't think she'd be able to handle it.
I know she wouldn't be able to handle it.
How wonderfully patronizing of you.
Hey, you asked, I answered.
Absolutely. And you're wrong, just so you know. He sat upright.
What the hell kind of doctor are you?
Bobby, I'm going to ask you something, and I don't want you to answer right away. I want you to think about it real hard before you say anything. Is it in Susan's world that cops are the good guys, or is it in Bobby's world? Is it in Susan's world that cops don't blow some guy's brains out, or is it in Bobby's world? You said once that you were mad, but Bobby, aren't you also horrified? His gaze dropped to the carpet. He didn't say a word.